We're going to work with a technique called open awareness. As with all meditations, this can be done lying down, sitting, standing, or walking. We're going to suggest that you do this one sitting down. So you can either sit on a chair or you can sit on the floor. In either case, it's best if your hips are a little bit higher than your knees so that the pelvis rests at a comfortable angle and the abdomen can completely relax. So if you're sitting on the floor, you might like to use a cushion to raise your hips up. Now form a stable triangular base between your sitting bones as one point and either the feet on the floor if you're sitting in a chair or the knees on the floor if you're sitting on a cushion. And take a moment to sway a little bit from side to side and forwards and backwards until you find that sweet spot in the middle where you're balanced. The spine is upright, shoulders are relaxed. The hands can rest in your lap, on your knees, whatever's comfortable for you. And imagine that there's a string attached to the top of your head that's gently lifting the head up. The chin tucks in just a little bit as if there's an orange being held between your chin and your chest. Relax the abdomen, relax the whole body as much as possible whilst retaining that uprightness. Now place your attention on the breath just for a few moments to settle the mind. Now, the practice of presence has no central object of focus, no anchor, unlike in some of the other meditations. Rather, what we do in the practice of presence is simply open ourselves to the full range of our experience. Notice what comes and goes. Whatever comes up, we simply notice it arise. We allow it to be present. And we notice it pass away again. If you find yourself drawn into a train of thought or focusing on something, as soon as you notice yourself drawn into the object in that way, simply acknowledge this, let go of it, and come back to the open presence. So we're resting in awareness, allowing phenomena to come and go. Resting in the silent stillness of awareness, noticing phenomena as they come and go, not trying to change anything, not trying to make anything happen, but simply noticing what's happening. This quality of awareness is something that we've always had. It's not something that someone can give to you, and it's not something that someone can take away. We are aware. It's the very nature of what it means to be. So So rather than trying to do anything in this practice, we're simply resting in being, in the pure experience of being itself. As we rest in this space, we find that thoughts, sounds, bodily feelings, all of these may arise as we continue the practice. And that's fine. Whatever happens in the practice, it's all fine. Remember, we aren't trying to create any special conditions or do anything in particular. We're simply noticing what happens. Resting in the open presence of our awareness. And as we continue to sit and observe, it may help to think of the mind and awareness as being like the sky. The sky is open, the sky is clear, it's limitless. And all sorts of things can come and go in the sky. Clouds drift across the sky, birds fly across it. And all we're doing in this practice is watching those things drifting across the sky. The clouds as they come and go, the birds as they fly around. We're not trying to catch anything or examine it or change it in any way. We're simply observing what happens. A thought coming into the mind is like a cloud passing across the sky. We simply observe it as it travels and as it passes away. This practice is so simple that we might not be sure that we're doing it. But so long as you're continuing to be aware, to notice what comes and goes, you are doing the practice. As soon as you notice that you've become distracted, you're right back in awareness again. There's nowhere else to go. We simply sit and observe. Sometimes this practice is very quiet, very still, very peaceful. At other times, the mind is very busy. There's a lot of thought going on, perhaps there's a lot of noise outside. In either case, it's fine. Neither situation is better or worse than the other. Both give you equal opportunities to simply be aware. Resting in awareness without doing anything in particular. As the practice goes on, you may find that memories begin to drift up into consciousness. Perhaps we find ourselves remembering something difficult or thinking about a problem that's currently facing us. Whatever the situation is, the answer is always the same. As soon as we realize that this is what's happening, as soon as we notice that our attention has been drawn into some object or other, we simply acknowledge it and then let it go. Allowing phenomena to arise and pass, to the extent that we're doing anything at all in this practice, we're providing a space for these things to come and go. And that's all. Take a moment to check in with your posture and see if it's changed at all since you began the practice. Are you still relaxed, grounded, upright? Or have you perhaps started to slump or lean or tense up in some way? If you've drifted away from your stable, grounded, relaxed posture, simply bring yourself gently back into alignment. And then come back to the practice. As you continue in this practice, or indeed in any practice, you may find that deep insights arise into who you are, into the nature of reality itself. Don't try to hold on to these, or examine them, or analyze them if they do arise. Simply let them go. Whatever comes up which is truly of value in this practice will stay with you after the practice is finished. There's no need to try to hang on to it. So we apply the same strategy to these insights that we use for everything else. We allow them to come, we allow them to be, and we allow them to pass away in their own time. Keep coming back to your open awareness, an awareness which includes all things, your body, your mind, your thoughts, the sounds around you, an awareness that includes everything. As you continue to watch the flow of thoughts and sensations coming and going, it becomes clearer and clearer that none of these things are you. These things simply come and go, like everything else. resting in open, spacious presence. Resting in an open awareness which allows all phenomena to come and go equally without preference. And noticing that this quality of awareness is always with you, no matter what else is happening, no matter what is arising and passing within awareness, this quality of awareness is always there. Simply being with whatever comes up. As we come to the end of the practice, bringing the attention to the body, introducing a little bit of movement into the fingers, into the toes, swaying gently from side to side, opening your eyes if they were closed, and preparing yourself to end the practice.